1988 on 88 FM. Taking you to 7:30 this Thursday morning as we get into a cool chunk of chat right now. And the news this morning brought to you, of course, by the name you can trust, PSG Wealth Bolito. And right now, it's time for us to give you some more information that you can trust. And from the PSG Wealth Bolito family in the studio with me right now on a Thursday morning, it's my great pleasure to welcome Marna Steenkamp back to the microphone, wealth advisor extraordinaire in the PSG Wealth Bolito office. And Marna, welcome to you, my friend. How are you doing today?
Very well, thanks. Morning, Mark. Good morning to the listeners.
Great to have you in the house, man. And it's been a while since we've connected properly across the radio desk here.
Yes.
I've been in your office more recently, but I'm glad that you're in mine today.
Yes.
And for those that aren't familiar with your dynamic team at PSG Wealth Bolito, what is your personal area of expertise, and how do you fit into the mix of talent within our local PSG Wealth Bolito office?
Well, thanks, Mark. Yeah, well, the office has got a comprehensive services that we offer from a fiduciary. We've got Grant Clinton and the team looking after the trust and the administration of his estates. And then myself and Ian Brewer, we're partners, and we do the wealth management side. So it's all your investments, retirement planning, as well as your risk and financial planning.
Brilliant. And apart from having that cool title of wealth advisor, which is quite a sexy title as titles go, you're a CFP and a CA?
Yes, yeah, I've done quite a lot of studying in my life, so yeah, it got me to where I'm right today.
Fantastic. So obviously you've got an informed perspective on these incredible times that we've been living in over the last few years.
Yes, it's been very interesting.
So, I mean, obviously you bring us the news in the morning, which is fantastic, but I thought maybe I could pick your brain and get some professional insight, get a bit of perspective on things, and particularly on what the investment landscape really looks like, so that our listeners can have some reliable, well-informed views on these things. And the last few years have been a bit of an economic roller coaster of note. What have you seen unfold in the investment space in the last, say, 12 to 24 months?
Yeah, thanks, Mark. Yeah, I think if you look at the last 2 years, we've had quite a really good recovery since COVID. A lot of the companies have recovered and actually have done really, really well. The ones that have been able to cut their overheads, and then they made the companies lean, and then they've actually had really good profit years. And last year was the best year we've had in the last 8 years.
And that would have come as a surprise, I think, to a lot of folks on the back of COVID, hey?
Yeah, so especially, and I think previously during COVID and before COVID, everybody was drumming the offshore kind of funds and thinking that the offshore was going to be the place to be, and it was for a really long time, And we've always said that you have to be invested in offshore, you have to have exposure there, but you can't be betting just on offshore all the time. So, and we saw last year that the local market actually did a lot better than the offshore markets, and that's why it's important to have a diversified portfolio.
And to have a wealth planning expert helping you manage and navigate these things. And obviously, you don't have a crystal ball, but based on your educated opinion, what do you reckon we can expect the investment picture to look like going into the future, in the next sort of 12 months? Anything?
I think we're going to see inflation really being a problem, not just for us and the companies, but the normal person on the street.
And it's a global thing, right?
No, for sure. Yeah, the States, we've got very high inflation rates in the US and then Europe. The energy crisis due to Ukraine wars is a very big problem for them. A lot of people have got that kind of negative sentiment, and because of the fact that we've got the Ukraine war, there's obviously the oil prices shot up, and we can, that's putting a lot of inflationary pressure on all the goods that has to be transported, and we all have to pay for it.
But you need to have that sort of perspective where you understand the interrelatedness of all of these factors, particularly if you're trying to sort of project where things might be heading in the future, and you understand the underpinnings of all these mechanics.
Yeah, well, we'd like to think that we understand it, but we don't always know exactly what's going to happen in the short term. But I think one of the important things, especially if we look at the inflation problem that we're seeing, that the only real asset that does beat inflation over the long term is equities. So it's important for us and our clients to be positioned in equities and have a good exposure to equities, and that they keep to their long-term plan, and that we all know we're going to have short-term volatility, and I think that's what we'll expect in the next 12 months. A lot of volatility due to the Ukraine war, due to the supply chain problems that we're still seeing in the economy, and due to the current strikes at Transnet. And with the current problems you've got with load shedding, imagine you've got a factory and a whole bunch of staff, and you need to produce products for the economy, but you're getting stifled by the fact that you don't have any energy or power to make those products. So that's going to keep on being a problem in the economy for the next 12 months.
Okay. But you mentioned, obviously, equities being a really important part of the wealth management mix. How does PSG Wealth protect and create wealth in these extremely volatile times?
Well, I think if you're looking at creating wealth, and that's why I mentioned the fact earlier, you have to have good exposure to equities, because equities will give you inflation-beating returns over the long term. So that's what we'll do on a creation kind of strategy. And preserving, it's important to obviously diversify between offshore and local equities, but then also use other asset classes like bonds and money market instruments to kind of protect you in these kind of volatile times. So it's getting the combination of your asset allocation correct, and that's important. You know, every client is in a different journey on their financial planning. And, whether you're young and you're still working towards retirement, then it's important to be well-positioned into equities. And then once you are retired, you want to protect your capital. And then we've got different strategies for both those type of clients. How we create wealth, and on the other side, preserve wealth once you have it.
Fantastic. So depending on where you are in your journey, the right approach can be kind of tailored to your needs. And you recently held a client event at Simbiti. I was very jealous because I missed it. You had a big name keynote speaker, the award-winning financial journalist Bruce Whitfield. And what insights did he share with you?
Great. Yeah, it was a really good morning we've had with Bruce, and we invited some of our clients. And he spoke about his new book called Genius, and it was really very insightful. He's a very good speaker, very humorous. And he actually touched on the points about, firstly, what is South Africa's really strong points we've got. I mean, if you go look at how South Africans are doing well overseas, we've got Elon Musk, the wealthiest man in the world. We've got Rolf Botha, one of the most influential private equity people in the Silicon Valley. And then so many other South African success stories that we've got. And it's actually, at the end of the day, it's the people that we've been able to export and how well they can do, even in very challenging times. So you touched on those kind of, and then the opportunities that actually arise through when we see times of scarcity, which we are going to into now. You can't get all the products you used to be able to get due to the fact that there's shipping problems. So, but scarcity creates opportunity and it creates a gap for people, entrepreneurs, to be to create new products. As we've seen, subsequent to the pandemic, more people are using Teams and Zoom. So people are always adapting, and we'll always be adapting to challenging times.
This is the thing, and they say that, what do they say, necessity is the mother of invention. And
100%, yes.
Through these scarce moments, incredible innovation will no doubt continue to pop up. And speaking of looking at things that popped up 5 years ago, I can't believe it was really half a decade ago, the PSG Wealth office popped up in Balito. So celebrating your fifth anniversary as an office, and wow, what are your plans for the next 5 years?
Yeah, well, we're just hopefully creating, building on the strength of the office and helping to educate the community and being part of the community. I think we all got a responsibility to play in the environment as well as in the community. So I think our responsibility is to educate people regarding finances, children, and even people that are going to retire. A lot of people don't understand money. So if you want to understand money, and it's important to speak to a specialist like wealth advisors.
There you go. And obviously the PSG Wealth name carries serious weight behind it. And if you're looking for your local branch, the local experts on the North Coast that can help you navigate the choppy waters of wealth management, how can folks get in touch with you, get your professional assistance on the wealth planning front, Manus?
Well, they can visit our Facebook page, and our email address is on there, and we can just call our office, 0800-88-8810.
I like all the 88s in that number. It's very, very lucky.
Yeah.
And if you're just catching the tail end of our chat this morning, in conversation with PSG Wealth Belito, Wealth Advisor Marnus Steenkamp, giving you some really interesting insight to chew on a Thursday morning. Bottom line, he's really clued in. He knows his stuff. I'm getting that picture. If half of this went over your head, it's okay. He knows what he's talking about, and he'll help you put together a strategy to create and to protect your wealth in these volatile times. Marnus, it's been a pleasure, man. Always
thanks,
cool
Mike.
To connect.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Chat again really soon.
Yes.
You heard it here on 88FM. And I believe this is a particular favorite of yours.
Yes.
We had a request for some U2 this morning, so...
Get you in a positive vibe of the morning.
Hey, thanks, Marnus.
Yeah,
you heard
thanks,
it here. Where the streets have no name. Coming out of your radio on a Thursday morning. It's 88FM. Turn it up.